Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we'll be talking about vitamin D, why it's good for us, and what could happen if we don't get enough. Our guest physician today is Dr. Phil Agent. He is board certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine, and he joined the Cooper Clinic Department of Internal Medicine in 2001. Dr. Agent, vitamin D is kind of a hot topic right now, and it seems that many people are being diagnosed as vitamin D deficient. Why does our body need vitamin D?
Well, vitamin D is an important part of calcium metabolism in our body, and so we need it to help keep our bones healthy and also to help with the other parts of metabolism, including thyroid and phosphorus. So there's also a lot of research talking about whether calcium can affect other parts of our body, including heart disease, even multiple sclerosis, and cancer prevention. So there's fairly good evidence that if you're deficient and not getting an adequate amount of vitamin D, then your risk of those diseases can go up.
What is the best source for getting vitamin D, and how do we know that we're getting the right amount?
I think the best way to get your vitamin D is in making sure you're getting an adequate diet. So making sure that you're getting enough vitamin D in the food you eat. So we do need to eat some dairy products, even though we often think of, well, dairy's not going to be good for me. We do need to get vitamin D. I think the problem is that we don't probably get enough vitamin D in our diet. And so we probably do need to supplement a little bit with vitamin D. The new guidelines are going to come out, and it's going to vary depending on what kind of things you're wanting to prevent or to treat. But you do need to at least get 800 international units of vitamin D a day. The recommended daily allowance from the FDA is to get 400, but that's going to be increasing. So.
Mm-hmm. Are all vitamin D supplements the same?
No, they're really not. And I think that if you're going to supplement with vitamin D, I think it's important to get vitamin D3. And it's really easy to get. You just need to, there's two types, really, vitamin D2 and vitamin D3. And the more bioavailable, the one that you're going to get the most for taking the same amount is to take vitamin D3. And so if I were going to recommend to patients, they need to kind of make sure that the supplement they take is vitamin D3. The upper limits of normal, or the upper limits of amounts that someone should probably take a day, is probably about 2,000 milligrams a day, unless you're being followed by a physician.
You mentioned the dairy foods. I think a lot of us figure once we're out of the childhood, when you're growing, you have to have those healthy bones. We kind of let it go to the wayside. Is there anything besides the dairy? And when you say dairy, specifically any particular type food product?
I think just getting any of the, most of the, like cottage cheese or milk, really, that's what you should take to supplement. There's also some of the fatty fishes like mackerel and salmon and those things. But you can't go and eat a lot of those either, because they can, if you ate lots of those, there's other things because of the food chain that you can become potentially toxic in. If you said, I'm only going to eat mackerel or salmon, you know, your levels of mercury and other things can go up with eating too much of those kind of foods. So you just need to have a balanced diet and then supplement. And the other important thing that you know, we don't want to miss is just getting sunlight. As little as 1 hour of direct sunlight just a week is enough to create enough vitamin D for our body. And I think that's the other problem, is that we do not get enough vitamin D. And the source of our vitamin D is, even if we take in enough, mm-hmm. we've got to have direct sunlight to convert that. And so 10 minutes a day or about an hour a week is enough direct sunlight to convert that. One day of direct sunlight can equal 49 days of, if you were out working, let's say a farmer or something, would equal 49 days of vitamin D conversion. So you know, it doesn't take a lot of sunlight. So I think that's the other thing that's happened, is that we don't want to be out in the sun, and I'm not encouraging people to go and make unhealthy choices about sun exposure, but we do need some direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Can vitamin D ever be harmful, Dr. Agent?
Well, vitamin D can be, you can take too much vitamin D, and just like it, if you don't get enough vitamin D, it can affect calcium metabolism, cause myalgias, increase your risk of bleeding. So if you're just following the recommended daily allowances and you are, or you're taking the recommended amount and you're being followed by a physician, it's unlikely you're going to get overdosed.
Is there one particular segment of society that is at greater risk for becoming vitamin D deficient?
Absolutely. And the elderly are really at risk of vitamin D deficiency. You know, they don't have as good a diet. So people that are not as mobile and they also don't get outside as much. And so people that are older and just are not, they are the greatest risk for developing vitamin D deficiency.
Say if you're sitting in the front window, mm-hmm. getting the sunlight through the window, is that beneficial?
You know, probably that is good enough if you're the windows are not tinted, mm-hmm. you know, if they're not UV protected, because unfortunately it is truly, you do need the ultraviolet light. So if you're sitting in a window that has UV protection on the window, just like your sunglasses mm-hmm. often have UV protection, if that window is filtering out that ultraviolet light, then you're probably not going to get the sunlight exposure you need. And again, it's not a lot of sunlight exposure you need, 10 minutes a day.
Right. We've been talking about vitamin D with Dr. Phil Agent, board certified by the American Board of Internal Medicine. Sum it all up for us, Dr. Agent, the best course to follow that we don't become vitamin D deficient.
I think the best source to follow is to try to get at least 10 minutes of direct sunlight a day, a balanced, healthy diet with small amounts of dairy product with vitamin D, and then if you're going to supplement, to try to get at least 800 to 1,200 international units of vitamin D3 in your diet. And I would also recommend that most people probably, if they're especially women that are postmenopausal wanting to ensure that they're getting enough calcium to prevent osteoporosis, they probably should ensure that they're taking a calcium supplement twice a day. They can normally get the vitamin D in that. They could get the vitamin D in something, calcium with vitamin D preparation, that's going to give them the amount of, and take that twice a day, they're going to get enough calcium and enough vitamin D to meet their needs and prevent vitamin D deficiency. And again, the only way you're really going to know if you're vitamin D deficient is to have that measured. And you can go to your doctor and there's a test that he can run to see if you're vitamin D deficient. And as many as 30% of our population may be vitamin D deficient.
That's quite significant.
Very significant.
Dr. Agent, we appreciate you being on call with Cooper Clinic with us today.
All right. Thank you.